Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I am your host, Remy Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. Boom. Hope all is well with you and all. Just want to say love you all. Happy Wednesday as per usual. Hope all is well. All right. So whenever we get into it, we're going to get into it really good. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Happy fall, everybody. Boom. It's the weather is crisp. The sleeves are on. It is that time of year. All things are really nice and cold out here. Whatever. Anyway. Let's see. What else is going on? It is let's see. It's that time of year in New York where the football is horrible, but the baseball might be good if you even care. And if you don't, the leaves are turning. And if you like that, tell me, where's a great place to watch the leaves turn from green to a lovely mustard or red? You can call in at 718-928-9732. Boom, boom, boom. We'll also be discussing, El Trumpito Especial. He's not a friend of mine, but you know what I'm saying? He might be a friend of yours. Tis what it is, taint what it taint. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So anyway, hope all is well. You know, let's talk about some things going on in the world. According to the dude in charge, apparently, you know, he takes time to talk to all fallen soldiers and everything like that. First of all, he got into some kind of like ridiculous situation where he was talking about the former president did not necessarily reach out and talk to all the fallen soldiers' families. And everything, and all of a sudden, he started going on a back and forth as if to say, like, hey, you know, Obama's horrible. I am actually not as horrible as Obama. So, once again, I'm your president. Kneel before Zod. And it was once again horrible because he got caught into a lie. Because apparently there was a congresswoman with the family who he had called at the time, whereas the congresswoman had noticed that during the call he had no time referenced the fallen soldier as a hero, and apparently he didn't know the name of the person who passed away. You know, this is the guy who's in charge. You know, this is the hopes and dreams of all you evangelicals out there. Anyway. Hard to say. I don't know who I have problems with most. Do I have problems with the evangelicals who put him in office, or do I have problems with he himself? You know, because I know who he is. I've never met the man, but you can know something from afar. Like, I'll put it like this: I've never met a tiger. You know what I'm saying? Not Tiger Woods, but I'm talking about an actual tiger, like the animal tiger. But I know what a ferocious beast seems like, and I know a ferocious beast will come at me, which is why, like, if you go to the zoo, there's always like a moat that's about, 15 to 20 feet between, you know what I'm saying, your life and the life of that tiger, because this is the only way we can, coexist pretty much. Like, there's got to be some kind of like, a space between us where I can watch you, you can watch me, we can watch each other, and we can call it a day. You know, it's almost like that bulletproof wall at most of the hood chicken spots and everything. So yeah, like I know who 45 Savage is. I know who El Trumperito is, you know, I could tell this moron. This is the type of guy who says, hey, there's going to be no Christmas party. We can't afford it at the company. And then behind your back, you know, he's having a Christmas party with himself and three of his mistresses and giving himself a bonus while he just fired 500 people. This is who he is. Oh, well. Anyway, if you'd like to talk about it, I'm here. We can discuss. I'll be here to the top of the hour. You can call me any given time at 718-928-9732. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hey, if you like Radio Free Brooklyn and Freeform Radio and you'd like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn, you're saying, hey, how do I do that? Here's how. You can log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. That's RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And on the page, you'll see a donate button. It should be at the top. You hit the donate button. And if you'd like to donate to a show like, you know, Butt, Sweat, and Beers, by all means, go ahead. Or if you'd like to just donate to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com as a whole, you can do that too. All right? So, also, if you'd like to underwrite Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, that can be arranged also. Okay, just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We really do appreciate you supporting Freeform Radio. That's right. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Uncensored. Yeah. Boop. Anyway, back to the show. So, like I was saying, 'tis the time of year around here in New York City where, you know, all is well. And let's see. All I can see is tonight's weather is going to be 65 degrees with a low of 54. And it's going to be clear skies. I don't see any wind. Oh, there's a wind coming out of the south at 13 miles per hour. It's pretty cold out. It's not cold. It is, how can we say this? It's freaking, it's October, people. You know what I'm saying? If you're not wearing sleeves by now, you need to really look into yourself. I'm just saying. All right. If you didn't wear that summer dress all summer long, too late. All right. Perhaps you need to like move to somewhere somewhere to the Caribbean right now. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, perhaps some parts of like the Amazon, you know, or Africa, you know, by all means. Because right now here in the Northeast, you know, like it's going down, motherfuckers. That's right. Like this weather. Like this weather's about to change, all right. All that wearing Birkenstocks and chilling out and you know doing your little you know dinner en blanc and everything like that with your fancy culottes and everything. Mother Nature's about to shut all that shit down. That's it's over with. Okay, so do yourself a favor, get yourself a jacket or a sweater. You know. I don't understand why I have to be your parent all of a sudden. Why do I got to tell you, you know what I'm saying, what's obvious? It's freaking October. What? You thought it was just going to be perfect all the damn time? Like, no. No. All right? Anyway. Yay. Let's move on to this evening's discussion of our roundtable of the Party of One. If you'd like to call in at any time, please feel free at 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. I will be here to the top of the hour. We'll discuss whatever you want. All right. Anyway. So apparently Trump offered grieving military father $25,000 but didn't follow through. According to a Washington Post, the president called the father of Army Corporal Dylan Baldridge, who died in Afghanistan in June. Trump offered his condolences and unusually a sum of money. The White House responded by saying that the check was on its way and chiding the media's bias. But this is who he is, you know. First of all, like if you offer this dude 25 G's, are you going to offer everybody else 25 G's? Like. First of all, this is not something you do, you know. But who knows? Maybe sometimes you're just in a giving mood. Who knows What was that family situation? Maybe they were like, you know, on their last legs, and, you know, the soldier who passed away was the only form of income coming into the house or something like that. I don't know. You know, you got to give people, you know, got to give people a chance. Someone said, like, yeah, you know, like, don't follow him by his words. Don't follow him by his action. Follow him by his heart. And I'm like, he's got no heart, man. He's got no heart. Got no heart. And he's going to get us all killed. I mean, geez, why don't people listen? I don't understand. Why don't people listen? So sad. So sad. Yeah. But, whatever. Yeah. So he offered this military aggrieved military father 25 G's and said he would direct his staff to establish an online fundraiser for the family, but nothing has happened so far. Yeah, that's right. For those of you who are listening, Trump said the check is in the mail, and yet he shut down the mail. He shut down the mailroom. That's what happened, pretty much. Yeah, you can't have this anymore, B. You can't have this. I mean, dude has no shame, man. I would, like, part of me wish I had no shame like this. I wish I had no shame like this. You know, if I could get away with, like, maybe 2/3 of the stuff he's getting away with, I'm not saying I wouldn't. You know. I mean, what? I just coming up half-assed on your promises. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, no, seriously. Like, I'm not saying I should or I could. But would I? Perhaps. You know, here and there, you know, what's the point of looking yourself in the mirror all day if you're just going to see, you know what I'm saying, an orange Humpty Dumpty with a dead cat on his head? I'm just saying, there's not much to look at. So don't bother looking. You know, so just be shameless. Just who cares? You know, hey, I bet that he just doesn't care, which is nice. I don't know if that's just, you know, him being rich or white privilege or a combination of all of it. I'm not sure. It's so beautiful. It's actually a beautiful thing. It's like, you know what? For all of you who've never seen true white privilege in action, I present to you 45 Savage. There you go. Now, look, watch him as he goes. You know, not giving a shit. He takes no shits. He gives no fucks. Look at him. Like, boom. Like a dancing bear out of Russia. Allegedly. You know? Whatever. Man, this... it's America. It was nice once. It was nice back in the day, wasn't it? Anyway, we'll be all right. I don't know what happens next, boy, but yeah, like I said, I don't know what happens next, but whatever happens next, hopefully we're gonna be all right. I think we're gonna just hold each other's hands, sing a little kumbaya, you know what I'm saying, drink a little chamomile tea, you know what I mean. That should hit the spot. A little chamomile tea, and some kumbaya. That is how the ancestors got through. That's how we're gonna get through this. You know, we'll be fine. We'll all be fine. So yeah. But what else is going on in the world should we really be caring about? I've been watching the Yankee games, and I was like, oh, I'm sitting at home with my dad. Yes, right. I live with my father. For those of you who care, it is what it is, you know, because a man like me, it's like, I do what I does. Anyway, I'll talk to you. I'll tell you a little bit about my father after our little music break here with Steely Dan. Yeah, boom. And we're live here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You're listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That was Peg by Steely Dan. Steely Dan, not one person, not one person. That's right, Steely Dan. That's a group. Had to learn that the hard way. Found that out in college. Yes, boom. Never trust a man with two names who decides... tells you to take the bet, like, I bet you don't know who Steely Dan is. And I'm like, yeah, he played with Willie Nelson. And you see, there you go. Yeah. Never be afraid to say, like, the words I don't know, which is what I learned the hard way. That's right. That's right. Steely Dan. Some good stuff. Some good Blue Eyed Soul, my friends. Oh, man. He knows my favorite Blue Eyed Soul guy, though. I mean, Michael McDonald's there. He's on the list. But Bobby Caldwell. If you ever look this up, Bobby Caldwell was this dude. He sang the song "What You Won't Do for Love." It's a great song. It's one of these like songs. If you like that old R&B, like funks / you know, 70s sappy sweet, you know, like little ballad type of thing. You're like, yeah, that's Bobby Caldwell. So Bobby Caldwell, apparently, you know, he's a white dude, but he sounds black. And so to get some play for the song "What You Won't Do for Love," the record company, or I don't think he decided, but I think the record company, they decided, you know, in order for this record to sell, what we're going to do is we're going to have a silhouette in black sitting on a park bench on the album cover, you know what I'm saying, with like some trees in the back and everything like that. It looks like, you know, looks like fun times. But they did not put his face on there. Because thing is, you know, because if they did, like, it would pretty much just like, it was a reverse of what they were doing back in like the 50s, where, you know, they wouldn't put Chuck Berry's face on albums and everything like that. But they would put his name as Chuck Berry. And then when he show up to go play his gigs, they're like, well, who are you? Like, hey, you take out the trash, boy. It's like, no, I will not. My name is Chuck Berry. I came to play. And then you're like, oh, he can play. but unfortunately, he's going to have to take the service entrance to come in. So, but pretty much Bobby Caldwell, if you want to call this the reverse racism, which is not a thing of it all, he decided, like, well, he probably wouldn't be accepted with the voice that he has and the skin color that he has while he's singing "What You Won't Do for Love." So he decided... So the record company decided to go with, him in a black silhouette, which worked out fine, you know. And then I guess if you wanted to go see him live, then you find out, like, oh, that's a white boy who can sing. Like, okay, well, shoot. See, we here in Black America, well, we're okay. We're like, we all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a bunch of Blue Eyed Soul out there. I mean, I remember the first time I heard this R&B singer named John B. John B, he had this song called They Don't Know About This Here. Oh, my God. Woo, that was a panty dropper. That was the panty dropper of my college life. They used to, oh, that thing? I tell you, you want to have them coming over. You play a little John B, They Don't Know? Like, woo, that thing. Man, that dude had light skin confidence, I tell you right there. You know, for a white boy, he had a whole lot of light skin confidence. That's all I have to say about that. But yeah, he had that one. He had this one track, and it was called "They Don't Know." Man, it was a clean track. It was a clean track. But he was a white dude, and most people thought he was like, you know, Puerto Rican or Spanish and everything. Like, no, he's just white, and that's fine. You know, my thing is, as long as you like, you know, as long as you come out and you do your thing. Nobody cares. You know, some people might care. Some people are like, nah, I don't fuck with that. We good. You know what I'm saying? And then other people are like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? As long as you respect the culture, you know, because that's how you truly validate yourself. You validate yourself by validating culture. You know what I'm saying? You don't disrespect it. Like Eminem never disrespected hip hop culture. Vanilla Ice disrespected hip hop culture. That's all I'm going to say about that. You look it up, whatever, whatever, you know. That Ice Ice Baby. Boy, I swear. I swear, man. Anyway. Yeah, John B. Part of the Blue Eyed Soul. The Blue Eyes. The Blue Eyes. I don't even know who made up that track, but whatever. Anyway, boom. Here's a little taste of John B. Keep it locked here on. Keep it locked.
Heard about the past, things I used to do, the games I used to play, the girls that didn't last. I never saw your mind, think I'm doing wrong. Can I say love is real? You are the only one. When I'm not around, do you think of me? Or what the jealous ones are claiming me to be? You should know by now that it's gonna take a lot of trouble from you for us to make it through. You should know, baby, you're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you, love. Don't listen to what people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it out your mind, cause it's jealousy. Cake and eat it too. Maybe it's my past, but you changed me now. Now that I've learned to love, it's you that showed me how. Your love's so real, I'd be a fool to play around with you. I want to stay with you. You should know by now that it's gonna take a lot of trust from you for us to make it through. You should know it.
That was John B. Boom. They don't know. They don't know that you was a white dude. Sprinkling all that goodness. And like, there's a whole lot of black babies made to that song. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back in the day, I mean, what's this? You play that song, take your girl to Red Lobster, get her some like Mylar balloons and everything. maybe like two roses. You was good for like a good, I don't know. I mean, shit, that was Valentine's Day right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a good Valentine's Day. You want to do Valentine's Day for under 100 or like 100 bucks? You got 100 bucks for Valentine's Day? Boom. That was the good hood Valentine's right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, play a little John B. You know what I'm saying? Like, send that, put that on the mixtape or something. Son, come on. Like, you know what's going on. You know what's going on. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, blue-eyed soul. It is what it is. Like, boom. It would break my heart to find out, like, oh, yeah, John B., part of the KKK. No, that's not true. That's not true. It's not true. Like, but, no, but, I that would hurt my feelings. Like, what? That's right. John B. was in Charlottesville on the wrong side. Like, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. No, but yeah, man. Blue-eyed soul. It's a real thing, B. It's a real thing. Like, boom. If you got a good blue-eyed soul song out there, let me know. 718-928-9732. You know what I mean? But whatever. You know, we'll be tricking it up here until the top of the hour. Boom. We're almost halfway through the grooviness of this moment. Can't wait. You know, for those of you following the Yankee game, apparently the fearless evil empire is up 4-0 so far. Going into this, at the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, yeah. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, cool. What else is going on? It's about to be the end of the year, folks. What are we doing for Halloween? I know what I'm doing for Halloween. Not a damn thing, son. Man, I haven't dressed up for Halloween since. Woo. Since I was 9, maybe. I mean, the last thing I remember being for Halloween was like Voltron. That was about it. That's right. Now, if you're too young to know what Voltron is, go Google it or go on YouTube, whatever. I'm sure there's some episodes. You know what I mean? There's a couple of people out there who do Halloween really big. You know what I mean? Like with the greatest outfits. I mean, the best outfit I saw for Halloween was like years ago. There was this dude. I don't know where he got this outfit from, but you know, but oh man, this was great. So he showed. So I was at this bar down the Lower East Side, and I was just there because a friend of mine, she was working at the bar. So apparently there was some like costume party going in, and you know, it was pretty much Halloween weekend. It was like a Friday night, so you know, the freaks come out at night, and it's Halloween, so you know. Double bonus. So this one dude, he shows up and he's got a, the body of a tree on him. It looks like I wouldn't say like a full tree, but like a stump. He's like dressed in a tree stump with his arms coming out the tree stump. It's like a plastic tree stump and everything. And he's covered with a robe. And then the pocket of the robe is like, the morning newspaper. And he's got his face sticking out of like, you know, one of the cut parts of the, you know, where they like cut the tree branches and everything like that. So anyway, for the life of me, I didn't know what the hell he was. And so I just walked up to the dude and he was like, you don't get it, dude. It's like, nope, I'm still trying to figure it out. And he's like, morning wood. I was like, what? It's like, I am morning wood. And right there, I knew I that's it. I can't compete. Like, that dude was dressed as morning wood. I was like, yo, let me applaud you. I don't even know if I was ever doing Halloween right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's been some great Halloween costumes. I go down to the Halloween parade when they have it in Greenwich Village. Now, it used to be fun, and then somebody must have told somebody about it. So now like it can get a little reckless down there because the youth come and they start acting a fool. So, yeah, so you got to be careful. But before those days, man, it used to look, I mean, the Halloween parade used to look like the mermaid parade pretty much. You know, there was some scantily clad women, like, you know what I'm saying? You could be like anything. You could be a slutty nurse, slutty cop, slutty giraffe, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, it's Some good times, my friends. It was some good times. It was some good times. So, but yeah, I will never forget Morningwood. Morningwood was when I knew, like, you know what, I want to get dressed up for Halloween. Some people are Halloween, you know. Some people just embrace it, embody Halloween, and just pull it in all year long. I've been thinking about this. You know what I'm saying? I sent away for this. I sent away for this after I bought my my duck boots from LL Bean. You know what I mean? It's like, oh yes, I'm gonna get this. This is what I'm doing for Halloween. Bathrobe, plastic tree trunk around the body with a head cut out, and newspaper. I am Morning Wood. Like, boom. It was one of the greatest costumes I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? It was good times. And then people do like topical stuff. I mean, it was like the OJ stuff. There was one dude, he was dressed as Jesus, and he was like, and he had to like these like small, you ever see those like small little cheeses, those pre-wrapped cheeses in like the little red, in the little red circles. And it, so he had a huge bag of them, and he was giving them out. And then I didn't really figure out what he was trying to do. He's like, oh yes, I am the baby Jesus. And I was like, that was so cheesy. And the play on words kind of like pretty much did in the outfit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you're doing too much right there. You know what I'm saying? I know. I get it. You're Jesus with the baby Jesus and everything. It was just a whole lot. Yeah. Some people could just go way, way too far for Halloween. What are y'all doing for Halloween? Call me up and let me know. 718-928-9732. Like, boom. Yeah, I think I lied to y'all. The last time I dressed up for Halloween, I was a pharaoh. Now, I was in somewhere in, I don't know, like, I was in Canarsie at a friend of mine had a party in Canarsie at her apartment. And yeah, so two of a friend of mine, they used to live together at this apartment in Canarsie. They had a party. I was dressed as a pharaoh. I got wasted that night. A couple of my friends from college also showed up from out of town. As they were leaving the party, apparently this is the part of Canarsie where things go down. So all of a sudden, they started shooting out the door. And all you heard was bang, 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 bang. And then everybody who just left the party came running back into the party. So that happened. Now none of my friends got hurt or killed that night. Thank God. And I appreciate that. But we still talk about that story till this day. You know, that was the last party. that was the last Halloween party that happened in Canarsie ever that my friends threw. Like, nah, son. We ain't doing that again. Oh my God. So yeah. Ooh, this is a good track. Now this is not Blue Eyed Soul coming up here, but this was a good track during college. This was a little group coming out of Atlanta by the name of 112. Like, this is the song that you sung to your girl when you know what I'm saying, like things went awry, or you just put it on your answer machine. You know what I'm saying? This is a good little track. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Old Bad Boy. Anyway.
Told you I love you, but doesn't mean ask you to trust me. That doesn't mean that I'm gonna cheat on you. Cause I'm gonna never do anything to hurt you. I'm misleading you. I love you.
Baby, I'm so tired.
Yes.
I was into deception and lies.
You're misunderstanding.
Unless you give it a try, give it a try. Yeah, that was 112. Go with Cupid. Oh my God, that was the panty dropper right there. That was the, oh, hey girl, I'm sorry for all the things that you've gone through in your past, but you know what I'm saying? You got to give a chance to love. Now I'm here to love you. Are you here to love me? Good. So let's be in love. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know, whatever you put on your answer machine, whatever. Nobody uses answer machines anymore. Nobody even uses voicemail anymore, do they? No, I don't even, I didn't even set up my voicemail. Like I got a friend of mine who he has one voicemail message and it's, hey, this voicemail doesn't take voicemail. So please leave a text. Thank you. You know, we have no, I don't think we have time anymore just to listen to other people's voices. Which is sad, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because how do you, because you don't get tonality from text messages, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't read themselves, you know? So you don't know if somebody's screaming, sad, happy, confused, or just blah. You can't tell. There's just no tone, you know, unless you put an emoji with it where it's like, ooh, happy, ooh, sad, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Frightened face, right? But yeah, there's that. But I do appreciate, you know, saying I do appreciate the olden days. The olden days of, you know, when you can truly you know, set yourself apart by playing music on the back in the background while you leave a message on your on your answering machine. That used to be the shit. I tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? You ain't lived until you like left a, you know, a cozy message and you know what I'm saying, on your answer machine, and then have your parents you know, leave a message like, "Hey, this is your father. What was that? Call me." You know what I'm saying? Like you really don't know what it's like to be like, you know what I'm saying, like 300, 400 miles away from your parents, to whom you're still asking for money. And then, you know, all they hear in the back is "Put it in your mouth" by Akineli. But You know what I'm saying? You know, Putting It In Your Mouth by Akineli in the background while you're leaving some smooth, dark message and everything like that. And then your parents are calling up like, Wemi, why you do this? This is your mother. Call me. Okay, Wem? Okay. I love you. You know, you can't, you just, yeah. Anyway, if you've left a voice message in the past with music in the background, what music did you use? You can call me up at 718-928-9732. We'll discuss it. I might even play it. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Oh, speaking about, you know, all these soft, beautiful songs. I want to take my time to give a shout out to Gucci Mane. Shout out to Gucci Mane for getting married. Had a wonderful wedding. Surprised his wife with a brand new car or something like that. It was something luxurious. The car cost more than your house or whatever you paid in rent for the last 10 years. Whatever. Boo. Well, we're also in the shout out mood. Shout out to Baby and Toni Braxton. Apparently, a rapper Baby, Baby and Toni Braxton, the R&B singer, have tied the knot. Yeah, that's right. No, you can go look it up. I want you to go see Baby, and then I want you to go see Toni Braxton. And then I want you to take a picture. And if you know what I look like, I want you to ask yourself the question: Why is Remick still still looking for love? I don't understand this. You know, that's all right. I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got theirs. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, maybe after I went tonight's Powerball, you know, like boom, then I can be an eligible bachelor. But whatever. Until that point, it is what it is. We'll be all right. I'm not crying for myself. I'm going to be okay. All right. I guess mine's, you know, I'm flowers. I'm candy. You know, no, chivalry ain't dead. It's, you know, it's on life support, but it ain't dead. You know, I do what I can. You know, I've got two ears. I'm a good listener and a great back rub and a good foot rub. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and if you want me to leave, I'll leave. You want me to listen, I'll listen. It is what it is. You know, it's like, what? You want to talk about your ex? Oh, man, look at the time. I've got to go. You've been wonderful, girl. You've been wonderful. I got to go. Got things to do. You know what I mean? Y'all be all right. Be all right. Anyway, what else is going on in the world? Yeah, so Toni Braxton, off the market. Yay. I do love the past of Toni Braxton. If anybody really wants to get into the Toni Braxton myths and legends, look up Toni Braxton and Dallas Mavericks. Ooh, that story. That is one of the best stories ever. Toni Braxton like literally took down one young burgeoning NBA franchise just by allegedly dating one or two members of the team, like behind their backs, allegedly. Who knows? I mean, it was so long ago. Everybody's fine. Everybody got like that story is so late. I mean, that's probably like more than 20 years. Hell, like everybody's got kids now and moved on to like, you know, new tax brackets. Whatever. They be all right. Like Toni, I mean, Toni married now, so she got like so clearly she's gonna be all right. Yeah, I mean, oh man. I wonder why I'm still single. I'm trying. Trust me. But like, if I knew why I was still single, you know, I'd fix that right now. I'd fix it right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be out in these streets, like the hot vampire that I am. Just, you know what I'm saying? Yes, right. I'm a hot vampire. That's right. But, you know, I'm sexy. Be all right. Now, this show is not about me. It's about us, people. It's not about me. It's about us. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, like, Love all you butterflies out there. Carrying candles in the wind for me. I appreciate you. It's like, can't help it. Can't help it. Anyway, boom. Y'all got anything y'all want to listen to out there? Boom. We can talk about it. Ooh. Yay. I was thinking about playing this quote by Malcolm X for y'all, but I was like, it might just throw the show down to another level and everything like that. I don't think this has been a learning type of show today. I think we've gone on the tangent of just like, you know, just playing love tunes and everything. So whatever. Anyway, give me a second. I gotta go open the door. All right. I will be right back. Oh, yes. That was the realness of the production factor of the show. See this? Had to make sure the door wasn't unlocked. Boom. That way I don't get locked in here. Whatever. Yay. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, Toni Braxton. Boom. Moving forward. We can move the show on. To one of my favorite tracks I was listening to this week. I haven't heard this in a while. No, and before you say anything, like, no, it's not Diggable Planets. It's by another group filled with light skin confidence. I think there's a DeBarge or two in there. There's always a DeBarge or two in every song. Whatever. Anyway, keep it locked here at Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
Never raise your
there'll never be another group filled with that many light-skinned dudes unless, like, LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball, and LiAngelo Ball decides to start stop playing basketball or something like that. Yes, right. Oh, but they'll never be. They'll never be. Anyway, folks, oh, that was a stunning, stunning, stunning hour that we've been through. Oh, my God. I want to thank you all for paying attention, calling in, and spending some time with me this week. It's been a wonderful Wednesday, in the words of Zsa Zsa Gabor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Shout out to yourselves. You've all been majestic and whimsical today. You know what I'm saying? I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna thank you all. You know what I'm saying? Say, bro. I hope all is well with you. You know what I'm saying? I hope all is well with whichever you're endeavoring to do. Be blessed. Stay up. Keep the peace. Don't act a fool. All right. Anyway, keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This has been Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Ear Hammer with Ramel. I'm Remy, and I'm out.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. A silly old ram thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes.
He had high hopes.
He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.